Our forwards have to give them good passing lanes, and there's been a lot of nights we haven't done that. We've left our defensemen out there. So it's a combination. I just wouldn't lay it all on our defensemen.
WCHA, this emailer says, WCHA is getting no love in the pairwise rankings, while a really weak conference like the Big Ten currently has three teams in the tournament after last weekend. It's hard to imagine the WCHA gets more than one team in the tournament this year. Does that create a sense of urgency to finish first in the conference that perhaps wasn't there last season?
Not necessarily. What we need to do is continue to win games. I mean, that's the only way you can really help your pairwise. But non-conference, our league has not done well. I mean, Bowling Green losing to Miami on Saturday night does not help the league. It just makes it more difficult. And teams like Michigan and if you have one or two good teams, or even their teams that can win their non-conference games, like Michigan's won, I think, if not all, the majority of the non-conference games. So that helps the Big Ten, if you have one dominant team like that. And obviously Penn State's won a lot of their non-conference games. They played a lot of them at home. So that'll really help your pairwise because there's so many things that go into it. But, yeah, we've just got to continue to play our game. And if it's just one team from our league, so be it. Last year we could have had three. This year we might only have one. And the important thing is to be ready for your league playoffs and get in the playoffs, and then – if it boils down to it, if we just get our one automatically qualifier from whoever wins the playoff championship, then we need to be that team. But we'll be there at the end, and we'll continue to win games and see how things sort themselves out.
During the program's recent turnaround, our track record is to come up just short in big statement games, WCHA Final Five, the NCAA Tournament, GLI Final. The weekend in Arizona and this past weekend were statement wins for the program. So as a coach, how do you get the players to take the next step and win the big games on a consistent basis?
Well, you schedule big games and you play in big games, and those to me are the quizzes for the big stage. And I think I mentioned that the preparation playing the Michigan, that's one reason I went out to the tournament and I found out Yale and UConn were in it. And we're always trying to find, the icebreaker. We're going to play in the icebreaker in a couple of years because we've got Minnesota, Union, who is historically pretty good, and UMD. So, and you just have to, like I said, I think Saturday was a good game. I think we grew, and you're always trying to grow and have that poise and patience in those games. I think the more you're in situations like that, the better you are. You know what to expect, and then you have to finish them out. And I think that's something we talk about a lot, is finishing games out and how we need to play. And we have simple rules for third period hockey, and if we can hit all of those rules, if we can come in after the game, yes, we didn't take any penalty. We stayed disciplined. Yes, we had short, smart shifts. Yes, we managed the puck in the danger zones. Yes, we moved the puck forward. All those things, then you're going to be on top of those games. But we've been in those games. We've had some unfortunate, like last year against St. Cloud. I don't live in the past, but, we had an opportunity at an open net. A lot of little things, and they're not team things, but you're right. All our individuals have to make sure they're ready to play in those high-pressure situations.
Are you, the next question, Coach, are you disappointed in the timing of the bye week and how well the team has played the last few weeks?
Yes, I would say yes, I am. You want to continue to keep playing, especially when you come off a good weekend. Having said that, we're a little banged up, a little beat up, so it won't be too bad to have a rest. And I know there'll be a couple players that played injured this weekend that will not skate for a couple days. We'll give them some time to for those wounds to heal, and so it's nice in that way, and it gives us a little bit more time just to focus on a couple things for Bowling Green. We haven't had much practice time between really this weekend's games, and boy oh boy, it had to be before we went to that on Alaska trip, because that Alaska trip goofed us up. We came back, we couldn't practice a whole lot. We practiced, had a decent week against Lake State, but other than that, we haven't had much practice time, just your normal time. So in a way, it'll be good. But yeah, when you win, you want to keep playing, you have some mojo, and boys are excited. So but we'll refocus and we'll be ready to go when we go to Bowling Green.
One of the big questions on the street, Coach, has at least for me, and I'm sure a lot of people have been asking this, can you give us what more can you give us on the Tyler Hannon situation?
He's being evaluated tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So he's had an MRI and X-rays and everything, and we just have to wait and see. You know, it could be something he can be back by the Bowling Green series. It could be something where his year's done. We have to shut him down. So we're not quite sure yet till the experts look at it. I believe he's going down to Green Bay to meet with the Packer orthopedic guys. So we'll just wait and see. And then those things can. There's a lot of different scenarios there. You know, sometimes you can get through the year, but you're gonna have to have surgery after the year. Sometimes you need, you know, surgery right away. You know, regardless, whatever happens to him, you know, we hope that it's positive. And I know it'll be positive however we spend it, you know, however, whatever comes out, you know, it'll be the right thing for Tyler. And then obviously our team's going to have to just move forward, whether he's in with us and or if he cannot play again this year. But I have a feeling things are going to be okay just from what I'm hearing. But you know, until you see the experts, I don't want to get too excited either.
He's had some bad luck with that.
Well, he really has, and we're not even doing a battle drill in practice. We're not, you know, just a simple 3-on-0 rush, and he sort of goes to stop or catches a rut and goes hard into the boards, and it was not good right away. You could tell he was in pain, and you know, got off the ice on his own power, but he was in some difficulty, but he's good. He's such a positive guy. You know, he's such a tough guy mentally, and he's so positive. So I know if there's any chance that he can be back and play this year, that he will. But having said that, we want to make sure that he does the best thing for Tyler Heinonen.
Well, Coach, we are second in the standings right now in the WCHA, and the next question off of the email is, how many points do you think the WCHA regular season champion will have to have? Right now, we have 22.
We have 22, and we have 10 games left. Wow, that's a good question. I'm not sure what won it last year. Was it 43? I would say this year, given the competition and the you know, just the way the games are laid out, I would say probably about 38. Okay. Now that's just a wild guess. I have no idea. I'm not what I'm basing that on, but. So that means we got to win 9. How many more games, Dirk? I'm not a mathematician. 8 more games?
Yes.
Out of 10? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if we could do that, we'll be in a good spot. But as the old adage goes, it's game by game. So I would say that's going to do it, 38, somewhere there in that category. Bowling Green and Minnesota State still have a series against each other, so that'll be huge. You know, we don't have a whole lot of control other than just winning our games. And obviously we play Bowling Green. So there's two big series. One that we're involved with is Bowling Green. And then obviously that Bowling Green Minnesota State series right after our series. At that point, things should shake down a little bit and see if it's going to be a fight to the finish or if one team has made some headway.
We'll take a quick time out. Be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, located in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock, invites everyone to enjoy this one-of-a-kind lunch special. Purchase any lunch off Habanero's new expanded lunch menu and get one lunch at no charge. You heard right. Buy one lunch, get one free at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen all month. Available from 11:30 till 3 o'clock daily. Dine in or take out.
Budweiser presents an important message about friendship.
You and me, we were made for love. A lifetime is not long enough to show you what you mean to me. Ooh, I'll be waiting here for you when you come home.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Hey, I'm sorry. I decided I shouldn't drive home last night. I stayed at Dave's.
When you come home.
I'm back.
To me.
Yeah, I'm back.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach, we want to talk a little bit about John Scott and this whole